Okay, Kumlein Lablat Gemara, we are up to Dav Kuf Nun Vav Amar Aleph. We're talking about different Pinkerson that they had. People wrote notes. So now we're going to learn a very interesting piece. That is right in Dav Kuf Nun Vav Amar Aleph. We're in the middle of the page. We are in the wide lines. About six lines into the wide lines. Kosev a pinkasay de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi had his own pinkas, and he had something written down there which is fascinating. And he talks about depending which day of the week you were born, it has an influence on your character. And not only your character, and not only on your personality, but also on your success or otherwise. So find out when you were born, so you'll know what you have a propensity for. Says the Gemara here, a pinkas say Rabbi Shulam Levi, on the pinkas of Rabbi Shulam Levi, he says the following: Hi, man, the bechad b'shabbat, if you're born on a Sunday, ye gavar v'lo chodabei, you'll be a complete person and not worn by it. Now, what does it mean? It sounds like you'll be a complete person only, but you'll be very single focused, very single minded, and you'll have no other attributes. My v'lo chodabei, what does that mean? Ilem v'lo chad l'tivu, that you won't have anything at all that is good. V'omer Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi himself said that he was born on a Sunday, and Rav Ashi was, having a margitin by him is Toyra Gedula Mokam Echad. He was a very wealthy man, and he was also the biggest scholar, and he put together Shas. So obviously it's a good thing. Ela lav chad l'bishim, he's only be good and not bad, you'll only be one good. V'omer Rav Ashi, ano, and v'dimi bar kakusta, I had another person in my time, his name is Dimev Kustav, Bechad B'Shav, were both born on a Sunday, like a Ben Giloy. Gemara Nedarim talks about a Ben Giloy. Somebody who was born, have some kinship, because they're born on the same day. And he, and, Ana Melech B'Hu Havid Eish Ganva. I am the king of, when it comes to over here, an interesting expression about himself, he called himself a Melech. He meant that he was a leader, because as Rashi explains, the first day of the week means you're the first day you're the leader of the whole week. So anyway, and he is the head of the Ganavim. Means you can't be a blend of the two. You can't blend anything. You're very extreme. If you're good, you'll be extremely good. And if you're bad, you'll be extremely bad. And my time of why the Ivra Evachon, this very day was created light and darkness. And therefore, this light and darkness, why some people took it out of the Gemara is because Rashi tells in the beginning of Bereishis that it was Bavuvia. They were mixed up. On the contrary, if you're born on the first day, they argue you should have been a blend of light and dark, a blend of good and bad. So therefore, they take it out. Others say just because it was mixed up, but a light was created on its own, dark on its own, and then they were mixed up. So therefore, it's true a concept of light and dark. You're born on a Monday, you'll have a temper. My timer, not only have a temper, but you will be also difficult to work with. My time is on the Fliege Bei Maya. That's a day that the water was separated. The Mayim El Yeni, Mayim Tachtoni, the water above and the water below. Haiman de Betlosa B'Shabbat. So therefore, you'll be a Mamachlekes, a Monday person. What about a Tuesday person? Yegover Atid, he will be very wealthy, but Vizanoi, he'll be very lustful. Yeah, my time is on the Ivra Bei Asavim. That's the day when grass grows. Grass grows aplenty. So therefore, there'll be plenty. But also, it also continues to multiply all the time. So therefore, you'll have both in Yonim. High man the Bob Shabbat on Wednesday, you have a chakim. If you're born on Wednesday, you'll be intelligent, but no, you'll be clear. My time was eat limited. That's when the beacons were suspended in the sky, the heaven, the sun and the moon, and therefore you'll be bright and clear. You won't be clear on Sunday because the lights were mixed up. Haiman de Chamisha Shabbat, you're born on a Thursday, you'll be a very generous person. My timer, because that's when the fish and the birds were created. They don't have to work very hard for the food because the Eibishter supplies them everywhere around them. So therefore, you'll be not the beneficiary, you'll be like the supplier, giving everybody. Haiman de Malo Shabbat, if you're born on a Friday, you give a chazan. You'll be a person who's always chasing. Omer Nach, very ambitious. Omer Nach, mitzvah chazan and mitzvahs. You'll be chasing after mitzvahs, hopefully. Hai man de Shabbat, if you're born on the Shabbos, yehi be Shabbat yomus. If you're born on the Shabbos, then on Shabbos you're going to die. Why? Because you did something wrong. Al dachilu ala yom de bo Shabbat. Because you caused, yom de bo Shabbat, you caused people to be mechal Shabbos. So therefore, you're going to die on Shabbos. Omer Rabbi Barav Shil, ve kadisha rabbi yiskarel. Call him the holy person because he's born on the Shabbos. So obviously it looks like he's arguing. This guy says it's a terrible thing you're born on Shabbos. You cause the Mechal Shabbos. And he says you'll be called Kaddisha Rabbah. Yiskari, you'll be called Kaddisha Rabbah. And the Machlekes is, how do we view Chil Shabbos for somebody, to save somebody? Is the Pshat you didn't evade of Chil Shabbos, is it Chuyah and the Mitzvah overrides it? Or is the Pshat, or even we said before, Chalel Shabbos Achaz Kedei Lishmer Shabbos Harbah. You're still being Mechal one Shabbos. Navas, you'll have a whole lifetime of Shabbos and you'll live. But you're still Mechal Shabbos, that's a bad thing. Or do we say, no, that Shabbos itself says that Mitzadine Shabbos, you have to save somebody. Because it's, and therefore it's Hutra Min Shabbos says, it's not only that Shabbos steps aside. Shabbos stays, Shabbos remains, even it's much deeper than that. And Shabbos says that Shabbos warrants you to save this person. If that's Pshat, then it's only a good thing. And that's the two opinions that we have over here. So you got to work out which day of the week you'd want to have been born in, and then find out which day you're actually born in. Amalei Rav Chanina, Rav Chanina argues, Rav Shmuel Levi, he says, you say it has to do with the day. I say it has to do much more than that. It has to do with the time. Poku, he said, Rav Chanina said to him, take it away. Amalei Rav Chanina, Rav Chanina, he said, tell Rav Shmuel Levi, take away his paper, Le Mazel Yoim Goyim, and Mazel Shor Goyim. So both of them are saying that Mazel, it determines our fate. In other words, in Lahavdil, in the Goyish world, you have different philosophy shittas, whether we believe in libertarianism, soft determinism, or hard determinism. It's clear from the Gemara here that Shmuel Levi and Bechanan both hold in hard determinism. That means you were born in a certain way, and that's it. You cannot change. That's how you are fixed. So, but he says it's not the days, it's the hours. I don't care what day you were born in. Haiman, the seven we learned before, the seven mazolis, the sun, the moon, and the other planets. And depending on which under which banner you're born, that's the kind of person you are. So the Gemara says, L'moshel, Haiman, the Bechamer, whoever is born during the sun, is Yehei Geber Zivsin. Whoever was born in the sun will be full of brightness, and he ochel midelei v'shasa midelei. He'll have everything his own. He can sustain himself like the sun. The sun doesn't need anybody else to give him any light. And with the zoy galion, there are no secrets, because like the sun, everything is revealed. If you're ganav, you won't be matzlech, because you're gonna have to be honest and you'll have to tell everybody. So I don't understand. Clouds cover the sun. So why can't you have a situation where you can be the sun and yet you can cover yourself and lie and hide? Unless the sun itself has nothing within itself to cover itself. It's always something external, extraneous to it, that covers it. So you yourself cannot hide yourself. So you won't be a ganef. We had the story that is saying that nobody ever lies. Haiman de bekeichiv, if you're born under the keich, and that particular mazel, keich neige, is yehe gever ate, you will be rich. And again, you'll also be pull pritzes. My time is should see everybody know that's when the fire was created. Haiman, what do you call it? And therefore you'll be very lustful. Haiman the Bekoichiv, whoever was born on this by Koichiv, is Yehegaver Noir, you'll be clear, because the Koichiv is considered the planet that supports the sun. And therefore you'll be like the sun, and you will be clear. And the Chaki may be smart, but should the Safrachamu, you describe, of the sun. Haiman de Blavana, if you're born under the moon, that time when the moon is in control, ye gever Savil, Marin, you will have many different troubles, because it constantly fades, it waxes and wanes. Banoi Vasasa, you build and you break, Sasa, you break and you build. Life will be very interesting, because things will never be the same, won't be static. Ocho delay, delay, you'll eat from others, just like the moon has to get its light from the sun. And sometimes the moon, Rashi will use another example, that the moon sometimes can be seen during the day. It encroaches in somebody else's territory. V'shasid leilei, you drink which is not yours. V'rozoyu kasin, and all your secrets will be concealed, like the moon when it's not shining or the parts are not shining. And im ganav matzlech, if you want to go down the path of Geneva, you'll be very successful, because you're good. You're a person with secrets. Haiman de b'shaptoi, if you're born in the time of Shaptoi, then yehi gever machshavose betelin. You'll be that you're the person that your machshavos will be canceled. These are called machashle betelin. And not either all your ideas will never work out, or all the ideas that others have against you will never work out. So it can be a good thing or a bad thing. Now you have to pray that it's the one that all the people with machshavos against you won't work out. Haiman de betzedik, if you're born under tzedik, yehi gever tzadkin, you'll be a good person. You'll give tzedakah. And Rashi says, interesting here. Sorry, I'm not mitzvah with tzotkim and mitzvahs, and you'll give mitzvahs. Which mitzvah? Rashi says tzedakah. And interesting, Rashi says here, where it says in Tanya that stam mitzvah is tzedakah. Tzedakah l'anin dekarele mitzvah. That's when we say the word mitzvah stam, that's 613 mitzvahs. But if you say the word mitzvah stam without a description, we're referring to tzedakah. So here you have a Rashi, interesting. Because it's in Kuntzach and Tanya. Let me continue. Hai man de b'madim, that whoever's born in madim, yehei gavar ashid dama. You'll be a person, this is the mazal maidim of Mars, you'll be a person that will spill blood. Omer Ravashi, doesn't necessarily mean you're bad. E umna, you can either be a doctor. E ganva, you can be a ganif. Now a ganif sometimes has to spill blood to get to his neighbor. E tafcha, you can be a butcher. E moila, you can be a moil. So whoever is a moil or a sheikhet, you could just imagine he could have been a murderer. So it's a good thing he chose the profession that he chose. Omer Rabbi discounts that. He said, I know I'm a madim, I was born in madim. And yet, look, I'm a good guy. You also punish people. So Rashi says that if people, you know, go against you, whatever you say, you punish them. Now, we don't know exactly what that means, what that's referring to, and we don't know any stories about that. But the Chassam Sefer writes in the Chuvis, famous Chassam Sefer, that is talking about why Taka did Rabbi kill Rab Zera, and why is it that after Rabbi and Purim killed Rab Zera, next, you know, everybody still continued to drink. Because Rabba was born on Maidim, so he already had within him, the proclivity to kill somebody, just he was able to control himself. When he drank too much mashke, he lost control. So therefore, he should not be drinking. But the vast majority of the people who are not born under the Muslim Maidim can. That's why the halach is still, you know, chayv adam sumer purya, despite what happened with Rabba and Rab Zeda. And this is what Rabba meant over here, Abaye meant when he says, you also killed. Itmar Rabchina says, Mazel Machki, Mazel Rabchina said, you see from all above, that Mazel has total control over us. That according to the Mazel, that's how smart you are. You know, depending you're born on a Sunday, you're born under this particular hour. Mazel Masha, depending when you were born, you'll be rich or not rich. V'yesh Mazel Yisrael, even like anybody else, a Mazel controls them. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Ein Mazel Yisrael. There's no Mazel to the Eden. There's no mazel. So Rashi learns it doesn't mean that mazel has no control depending what day. It means that we have the power to overturn it. If we don't overturn it, whatever the mazel is going to control us. We have the power to overturn it. So Rashi, Aide Tfilah, I'm quoting Rashi, the last line of the page. Aide Tfilah, Vizchus, Mishtana Mazal Utev. We have an ability to change it around. And Taisa sort of, this Taisa here sort of learns the same way. But, It's a little the same way, but the Rambam generally doesn't have this idea that mazel has any effect on us at all. Even without other Rambam goes this view. Rambam Rabbi Yechim and Ayn Shem Mazli. So I know there's no mazel. The mazel does not control us. And it says, "Koy Hashem El Derech." This is what the Eibush says: "El Derech Hagoyim Al Tilmudu." Do not learn from the ways of the Goyim. Uma Oitzes Hashemayim Al Techosu. Do not be scared of the signs of heaven. Those are the constellations. The Goyim scared of them. Heim Yechtu V'lo Yisrael. Let the Goyim be scared of them, not you. So from this Pashtu Gemara Rabbi Yechon, it sounds like that there is no mazel. That mazel has no right to affect the Eden. But the way Rashi and Tesis here learn, they do have an effect. Just we have the capacity to overturn it. Says the Gemara Vayter. Baf Rav Sovar Ein Mazel. Rav also holds that mazel has no control of the Eden. Amar Avinu, Amar Rav Menayin Shem Mazli. So how do you know? Baf Rav Avinu. Shnei Mitzvah says Vayoyit Sei Oisa Chutz. He took Avram outside. Why did he take Avram Avinu outside? Amar Avram. They got Rosh Ben Shloim and Ben Basi. Where is Shaisi? Is there a member of my own family going to yash my inherit my wealth? Amalei. One of my servants, are they going to inherit me? Amalei Lab. Ki Mashi Yatzir Mecha. No, you're going to have a child. That is going to inherit. I looked into my stars. Those are my constellations. But any role of Holy Ben, I can see that I'm not worthy of having a child. Don't worry about the constellations. Step outside of all of your constellations, and you should know that the mazel has no effect on the Eden. My daita, what do you think? Because you thought the reason why you won't be able to have any children is your mazel is tzedek. And tzedek, we said before, is a good thing, tzadkam b'mitzvahs. But you think that koi tzedek, where the mazel is stationed in heaven, is b'maide on the west, which is a cold part of the world. And therefore, you cannot, that means it makes you frigid as a person. And therefore, you're not capable of having children. I'll reset it, but it should be on the east side, which is much warmer. and therefore you'll be able to have children. It says mi heyim in mizrach, that he, it says in the pasuk that he sort of aroused them from the east, tzedek yikre'eyu l'raglet, that he'll call them tzedek, and that's the mazel tzedek that David took from the west and put on the east. So here it seems that mazel does have an effect. David just played around with the mazalus. Not the pshat is that there's no mazel at all, because then why bother even putting tzedek on the right, on the mizrach side, just ignore it. He took tzedek and put it on the east side, which is maybe where Rashi and Tosfos a good idea that mazalos do have a shlita over Eden, just by the capacity to maneuver it and change things around. So anyway, that's what it means, a mazel Yisrael, that it's not the final destiny. For Shmuel also, we see there's no mazel Eden, Shmuel, the Avled. You remember the same guy Avled we had before? Which I still don't understand why Shmuel had that secret there when he saw him going out in the sun, and Avled said the sun is bad for you, and Shmuel knew that one day a year, the day of the spring, or was it the summer, solstice, that is a good time to sit in the sun, and he refused to tell Avled the truth. And so the question is, so Shmuel and Avled were sitting together. Avled was a wizard, or he was an astronomer, astrologer, and other things as well. So this Avled, Havi Yasu was sitting, Rebecca Ozli, Hanach Inchil Agmad, with these people going out into the field, Amale Avled Shmuel. Avled said to Shmuel, made a comment, I Gavli, see that person? He pointed at somebody, he said, see that person? Ozil, he's going out, Vole Ozil, he's not coming back. Why? Because Torek Lechivya Vemes, a snake is going to bite him, and he is going to die. Amale Shmuel, Ibai Yisrael, if it's a Yid, Ozil Yasi, he'll come back, because there's no mazel to Eden. Rashi says, the Yoyel Tfilah, he can daven, and that will help him. Adi Yosef, while they were saying that Ozil Ozi, the guy came back. Avled couldn't believe it. Come, Avled. Avled stood up. Shad Yelatune opened up his package over there, that bundle of reeds. A little before, about 2 years, a bundle of reeds. Ashkei, he found Chivya. There was a snake there. The Pasig Vishadi Betar Degavi. He must have remembered, he was cutting, chopping on the reeds. He must have chopped the snake as well into two parts, without him realizing it. Amalei Shmuel, my brother Shmuel said to the Yid, "What? Tell me your story. What did you do there?" Amalei Kol Yoyim Havim Marmin Rifter Bahadia Dodi. Every day, we all the workers who go out there to chop wood, whatever it is, the reeds, we put all of our bread into a basket, and then each one, you know, we all eat together and we all share. Bachlin Hayida today have a Ika Chadmi. I saw there's one Yid to lo have a late Rifter. He forgot to bring his lunch. Have a Komichsef, and he was very embarrassed. Amin lo, I said to him. I said to everybody, Anika imna, I will take care of it, umamina. And I will want, and I'll put it in your bath, don't worry. Kimatoy legabe, so I took the basket around. When I came to him, shavoy nafshi, I made believe, kimandu shkilim, as if I took a piece of a sandwich from him. And kehech leitha shumi embarrassed. Instead, I put an extra sandwich of mine. Omulim, kibbe said, mitzvahs avadat. You did a mitzvah, you saved him his embarrassment, and that's why you were saved. So you see that Eden can overturn their mazel. Says the Gemara, right? Not for Shmuel. Shmuel went around with Dorosh and Darshan Tzedakah Tatzim the mother. That Tzedakah will protect you from death. So he says, "V'loyim in bisam shudim." Not only talking about an unnatural death, elamisa atzma. Even from a natural death, it will protect you. It will save you, and it'll let you live. Now, from this story itself, you don't see that because the snake biting you is a misa mishunah. But just saying a general fact. That tzedakah will save you from any death. If you had to die, it would prolong your death. If you didn't have to die, it will save you from an unnatural death. So anyway, right, another proof that Rabbi Akiva, Nami, I bring another story of Rabbi Akiva, a mazel, so I prove to you there's no mazel that controls the destiny of a yid. Rabbi Akiva had a daughter, we had the same story in Gemara Basra, Amalei Kaldoi. So this stargazer told him, Target gold told him Nahuyama that day, the Ailabe Ginana, that day that you're taking your daughter to her wedding, Tarik Le Chivya, snake will bite her, Vilmisa, and she is gonna die. Hava de Igna Amil Satura, he was very worried. Surprising he did not tell his daughter. For whatever reason. Unless he wasn't there for some reason at the wedding. That day, she called the Marbanta the Tzasa, she took her brooch. And she stuck it into the wall. And she didn't realize there was a snake right there hanging on the wall. And Israme Esev Be'ene de Chivya. Without realizing it, she pegged it right into between the eyes of the snake and killed the snake. The snake was hanging on the wall. Ki koshakul, in the next day when she took it, she had a snake hanging on this brooch. Amulavu, my avid, what did you do here? You killed the snake. What happened? Amulavu, she said, Bapanya that afternoon, the day of my wedding, Osa Anya, poor person came along. Kora, Baba was standing there in the doorway of Avatridikul, and he's looking for food. Avatridikul, Yamu, Sadosa, everybody was preoccupied with preparing the meal. The lack of the shaman, nobody heard him. And I'm the Kala getting ready for my wedding. Ke'imna, I said, you know what? Shokalti Ledistanoi, I took my portion that they prepared for the head table here for the Kala. And the Yavidli. The Yavidli prepared to give to me. Yahavtanel, I gave it to that guy. Amar lo, so Kiva said, Mitzah Avada, you did a mitzah. Not for Rabbi Kiva, he went out and dashed, Tzedokah, Tatsav, Mavet, for Levi, Mitzah, Shunah, Mitzah, Atzav, Mitzah, Tzav. So, interesting, in the seventh Perek in Bava Basra, there's a big argument, Muki Yosef there, and the Rambam. The Muki Yosef argues that all of these Gemaras that talk about, you know, about stargazers and all that, and those who believe in the horoscope, they're all true. A Yid is now, I believe in them, because it says, Tamim Tiyim Hashem Alekecha, but they all have powers. And as a Yid, we have to be higher than that. And Ein Mazal Yisrael means that even though these things have power, because we believe in the Eibishter above that, therefore they have no control over us. The Rambam says that the Shtusim V'Havolim, that none of that really works, and the only reason why it says Tamim Tiyim Hashem Alekecha, that's the Aveda. The Aveda is to believe in garbage. A Yid has to be smarter than that, and not believe in any of these extraneous things, that, you know, this voodoo magic, and he even said machshefa also. It's all nonsense. It's the people who behave it this way that it's also. So the Gemara from over here, however, it seems a little bit like the Muki Yosef, that there's some truth to it, just that we were able to overcome it through davening. So obviously the Rambam doesn't learn anywhere here about davening or anything else. He just says that a Yid is not bound by any of these things, but it seems that a Goy is. So it seems it cannot really dismiss it as voodoo stuff. For a Yid, it's voodoo stuff. But for a Goy, but the Rambam seems to learn the whole thing is nonsense. So they try to for the Rambam how he learns all these Gemaras. Now the Gemara tells us a fascinating thing. If you ever want to know the source for wearing a yarmulke, this is the oft-quoted source. Even though the Tzemach Tzedek in the Tshuvas, famous in the Bir, Adul Nagon, and Simich Ches, and Shulchan Aruch, and Archaim, talks about that it's not Madraisa. The Tzemach Tzedek learns that wearing a yarmulke is Mahatayra. It fascinates Tzemach Tzedek in the Tshuvas, Piskedinim, but also in his Meluim, and so on. The Mashal, when he talks about a yarmulke, he makes fun of all the Ashkenazic, what does he make fun of the Lashon he uses, that they eat, he said they eat and drink like Chazelim, but when they sleep, if Chas v'Shalom, the yarmulke falls off the head, they go crazy. He was making fun how they get their priorities wrong. However, in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down, you have to wear yarmulke, and in Shulchan Aruch itself is full of contradictions, whether it's mitzvah chassidus, whether you have to, the Taz decides you have to wear yarmulke, kol seichel b'chukasei, we have to wear our own dress mode, and this is what it is. And Mogen Avraham learns that Chassidus, Al Treble learns Mitzvah Chassidus is to walk less than 4 amos without a yarmulke, but more than 4 amos you have to, because you have to be dressed for the Eibishter all the time. But the off-quoted source is the Gemara right here. What's the story? The Gemara says like this: Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. The story of Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Ein Mazal Yisrael. We see the Mazal has no control over a Yid. The Imed of Nachman Yitzchak, the mother of Nachman Yitzchak, Amle Lekadoi, a stargazer once told her, Brich Ganvav, I can see in the stars, it's written in the stars, that your son will grow up to be a thief. So what did she do to remedy that? A very intelligent woman. She never allowed her to walk outside without a cover on his head. Why? You should remember the Eibishter. She said to him, Kasi Reisha, cover your head, Kehechad Teva Halecha, you should have a Masa Deshmaya, fear of Hashem. Uboy Rachme, and she davened. The kid, I'm not using a little kid then, he had no understanding what his mother was talking about, that this shmata on your head is going to bring you Yiras Shemayim, and that she davened all the time that he shouldn't be affected. He didn't know what's going on here. Anyway, one day, Yosef was sitting, Kogodi, he was learning, Tusei Dikla, underneath a palm tree that didn't belong to him, it was a private palm tree. Nofal Glima Malei Reisha, his yarmulke must have fallen off his head. Doli Eina, he raised his eyes, Chozol Dikla, he saw this palm tree, the beautiful dates on top. Alma Yitze, suddenly had such a strong urge, he couldn't control himself. Solik Piskil Kibbutim Bishina, he climbed up the tree quickly, and he stole a whole bunch of dates with his teeth, and he consumed them. And then they realize that this cover, this is the source, not only the meaning of a yarmulke, but also the word yarmulke. Yarmulke is Yorei Melekiai or Yorei Malka, and that's why we wear a yarmulke. So that is what is off-quoted as the mocker. In Shulchan Aruch itself, it's brought down in a few places, Simul Beis, Simen Ches, when they talk about the Talis, Simen Tzadik, when it talks about a bracha going into shul, and so on. So, very interesting. Okay, back to the Gemara, and basically, let's just start here, and tomorrow we'll finish the Masechta. It says the Mishnah, Mechatchin, we already had this Mishnah, Mechatchin es hadluyin lifnei behema. If you have these pumpkins, whatever it is, these gourds, you're allowed to cut them up before an animal, even though they're already set aside for a person. Yet the Rav Shimon holds there's no muktzah. That a muktzah set aside for a person doesn't make it muktzah, even though we're not set aside for an animal, it's not muktzah, and therefore you can use it on Shabbos. He doesn't hold it. He agrees there is a concept of muktzah when you completely remove your mind to use it at all. But since here you're going to use it anyway, just for people, that's not called muktzah. There's an available now clothing. If you have an animal, since it was suitable for people, even though it was not suitable for dogs, and now it died on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, you can feed it to dogs. Because again, it's not really muktzah. The Buddha says no. He says because since you removed it from your mind for animals, it is muktzah as far as animals are concerned. Im lo hoisa available of Shabbos asudu fish aim la mukhin. It's not prepared. It wasn't prepared for you on Shabbos. Okay. Taisha already asks. He doesn't understand. Even for a person, it wasn't really raw. It wasn't raw for anybody, because you have to shecht it. So how can he say that it was raw for anybody? Anyway, there's a little discussion over here that sometimes animals can eat raw, live animals. Anyway, so think about it. Eat what we learned. Amar Ullah says, the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. Ullah says, the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda in muktzah. Finally, after the end of Masechta Shabbos, finally we can have a discussion, because Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon played pivotal roles in all Hilchos Shabbos. On the principles of Shabbos of Dovish Ein Meskaven Melochah Shein Tzich Leguf, it's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And then when it comes to Muktzah, it's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda is very machmir when it comes to Muktzah, and Rabbi Yehuda generally is very machmir Shabbos, and Rabbi Shimon is very mekel. And we never really worked out the halachah like who. So Gemara now goes through it. Ula says the halachah of Rabbi Yehuda, we believe in Muktzah, and it's all us. And Afrav said halachah Rabbi Yehuda. Rav also believes that halachah Rabbi Yehuda. How do I know? Midikarchi de Zuzei, because he says that those covers, you remember on a ship, they used to cover all their wares, they used to cover their whatever they were having, the merchandise. And Rashi says the word zuze is generally in Aramaic means ships. So from the cover, midikrachi de zuze, the covers of ships, the Rav also, Rav said the muktzah, because he set them aside to cover those merchandise. And Shmuel shari, and Shmuel permitted it. So Shmuel obviously paskins like Rav Shimon, there's no muktzah. Va'af Levi sava, and we'll see later, Rav Shimon also agrees there are certain laws of muktzah. Also, Levi holds halachic Rabbi Yehuda, the halachic Rabbi Yehuda, muktzah. He had a Levi, gave a ma'ase terif to the kamei when they brought from him a treifa before him. Let's say a behemoth that suddenly had suffic treifas, and they need a chacham to determine if this animal is kosher or not. If you can eat it on Yom Tov, lahavi chazale, he wouldn't just look at it where it was, because if he decided it's treif, it's muktzah. What do you do with it? Eliki yosiv akulkulosa, he would sit down right next to the tip. So if it's treif, just leave it there, because cold man, you don't know for sure it's treif. It's not muktzah. Maybe it's not kosher. And then, what am I going to do? People cannot eat it, but nor can dogs. Now, why can't dogs eat it? Because last night it was meant to be eaten by a person, not by an animal. So what do we see from here? That he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that if it's set aside for a person, it's muktzah from an animal. Shmuel says, no, the halacha is Rabbi Shimon. Va'av ze'idi, sava ze'idi, also holds the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. That now we learned, behemah shemesa, if a behemah died on Yom Tov, lo yazi zenemim kaima, don't move it, because it's muksa. So lochayit, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda, because last night it was suitable for a person, and now it's only suitable for an animal. Last night for an animal, it wasn't ready. So it's muksa. However, comes along Targum HaZeda, Zeda says, Sapshat. We're talking about a behemah kochim. This animal was set aside for kochim, so therefore it's osa bahano, side for a person, side for an animal. That's why it's muksa. Aber b'chul shapadam, it had been an ordinary animal, if it died on Yom Tov, you can feed it to your dogs. Because it wasn't really muktzah, since last night you can use it for a person. That means he follows Rabbi Shimon. Va'af Rabbi Yechon am halacha Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yechon also holds the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Says the Gemara, Omi am Rabbi Yechon hachi, Rabbi Yechon taka hold the halacha like Rabbi Shimon. But am Rabbi Yechon, remember we had before, this got him so much in trouble. He said, the halacha is kestam mishneh, the halacha is like kestam mishneh. V'tanan, and we learned, Ein mevakin eitzim min hakoyde. There's a stam mishneh that says, you're not allowed to chop wood from beams on Yom Tov to use it as firewood, because it was set aside for beams, not for firewood. And if it broke on Yom Tov, an old beam that broke on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to use it for firewood. Why? Because last night it wasn't suitable for firewood. Last night it was still a beam. In other words, the Mishnah clearly holds that there's muktzah. Like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yechon said, you always have to follow Stam Mishnah. As the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon, who could Rabbi Yehuda by Yehuda Masla? He learned that the author of that Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda by Yehuda, or maybe better, like Rabbi Yehuda itself. Or it's Rabbi Yehuda by Yehuda that says over there the name. So it's a Das Yachid. Toshma coming here, it says, that if, when you want to burn, you want to start a fire, you want to use straw, maschilin barima sateven, you start lighting your straw, the pile of straw. And we're thinking right now the pile of straw is foul, that it's off, therefore it couldn't be used for fodder. Its only purpose was to be used for fire, to start a fire. But don't use the wood that's set aside. And muktzah is this, behind, in front of the house, they had a chotzer, and behind the house is called a rechava. And that was basically, you put things that you use regularly, you put in front of your house in your chotzer. Things that you use irregularly or for different seasons, just for long term storage, you put it behind your house and rechava. That's what muktzah is. So, lechayda, you set it aside for your warehouse. Do not use the wood there because it wasn't set aside for Yom Tov. So, we see clearly from here. And there is a concept of muktzah. Talking about over there, Hassan, we're talking about what kind of wood we're saying that you shouldn't touch. We're talking about arzi va'ashuchi. Talking about a male and a female cedar that are meant to be used for construction, not for firewood. That's why it's muktzah. And why? Because even Abshimli Moida, why is this muktzah different? Because the muktzah mach masarn kis. This is a muktzah that under no circumstance will you use it. It's muktzah because if you use it, you're going to, what a heavy loss. There's no way you'll use it for anything else other than what it set as a specific purpose. And in this case, Abshim agrees in the principle of muktzah if you set something aside, but he holds that's not considered setting aside unless it's final, like muktzah mach masarn kis. Does anyone know the difference between a male and a female cedar tree? What exactly by trees means male and female? If you know, you can say something. Toshma, we learn ein mashkin. We had it before already in the Gemara. Ein mashkin, you should not give to feed a drink. V'shoichin or shecht an yomtiv. They used to, before they used to shecht an animal, they used mashkin to drink the animal to make it a lot easier to strip the skin off later. So you do not give to drink or shecht midbody, as these wild animals that, you know, that they don't come back at all. We had a machlis, the Rebbe and the Chachamim, what the definition of midbody is. But generally, animals don't come back home, so therefore they're not yours, you have no right to shecht them. Like muktzah. Avo mashkin v'shechten b'yosset. But the domestic animals, you can, even though they're outside of the tchum, but they come around whenever they need to. So what does he close from here? That it's muktzah. These midbodies are muktzah. So we see the halakha of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yechon, you're right, but Rabbi Yechon is stama achirin ashkri. He found another stama. Now, even though we have names in Beisil Beshamai, but Beshamai Bemokim Beisil ain't a Mishnah. And this is an amazing thing. Even though Beshamai's name is mentioned in the Mishnah, we'll consider it as if it's an anonymous Mishnah, because Beshamai doesn't count. I mean, could you imagine what Beshamai thinks when the Gemara decided that everything he said doesn't count? I mean, it's an amazing. You have so many other Tanoim and Amoraim that we don't paskin like them. In no one we say that their opinion is non-existent. Here we're saying that his name is in the Mishnah, and Basil's name in the Mishnah, but it's considered a Stam Mishnah, anonymous, because Shammai doesn't count. I mean, it's just an amazing concept. Anyhow, this Mishnah said, Beshammai says, and remember we turned this Mishnah around. The way we read the Mishnah is, Beshammai says, Magbim ala shulchan, you're allowed to lift from the table out some of his bones with clipping and shells. If he holds, there's no muktzah. Even though before it was part of a food and now it's something new, there's no muktzah. And Bishul says, Misalik, no, you're not allowed to touch the bones in the shells. You have to pick up the board, kul minan and shake it off. No, it's only tiltul min hatzad. So what is he from here? And then Menachem says, Onu ein lonel el Bishamai kerab Yehuda Bishil kerab Shimon. We turn the mission around, Bishamai follows Rabbi Yehuda, and Bishil follows Rabbi Shimon. So who paskins like Rabbi Shimon Bishil? What? That there's no muktzah. And Bishil, Bishamak, Bishil, and Mishnah. So it's a stam Mishnah that Allah is, there's no muktzah. Says the Gemara, we'll conclude with this Gemara, finally, halacha, pligibo. So what we agreed was that there is a principle of muktzah even according to Rav Shimon. The question is how far. So far we know that we believe in muktzah, machmas, sarin, kis. The Gemara continues. Pligibo, Rav Shimon, chadam, bechol ha-shabbos, kul halacha, Rav Shimon. One says that entire, all the laws of Shabbos, halacha, Rav Shimon, levam, and muktzah, machmas, mias. There's another muktzah that you generally will not, that Rav Shimon is moedah, it's called muktzah, machmas, mias. So mias, he will never use it. That even Rav Shimon is moedah, that's muktzah. My neo, for example, ner yosher. It's not lit for the Shabbos. It's made out of clay. It's ugly. And once it was used once, you would never put other food in there because it's too repugnant. So therefore, that Rav Shimon's Meida, it's muktzeh because you'll never, anything which is completely out of your mind, Rav Shimon's Meida. The Chadam, the other one said, there's another muktzeh. Muktzeh machmas mi, it's not melech Rav Shimon. If you lit the candles that Shabbos, then it's muktzeh the entire Shabbos. Why? Because you couldn't do anything with it while it was burning. But muktzeh machmasar mi is Rav Shimon is meida as well. And how do we know? So we have so far these meida muktzeh machmas iser. In other words, the way these two Amoraim are saying that the halach is like Shimon, there's no muksa. We don't paskin like Rav Shimon in the case of Mias, or we don't paskin like him machmas iser. But Rav Shimon himself would argue in those cases and say that no, that there is no muksa there either, but we're not going to paskin like him. However, there is a case where Rav Shimon is maida, we just said before. Rav Shimon is maida when it comes to muksa machmas charon kis, because there's no way in the world that you would use it. How do we know that? Now we learned. You're allowed to use any utensil on Shabbos. Chutzin meser agodol, a very large saw. A very large saw is used for wood to chop it down, and if you use it for other things, you ruin some of his teeth, and it's a big monetary loss. And therefore, you're not going to use it for anything else. And the yeset shal machrisha, a plow. You have the part that you use, the peg you use in the plow to break through the ground. Also, you wouldn't use it for anything else because too big of a loss if you use it for anything else. So Rav Shimon is made with machmasar and kis. We say the journey, the halacha, like Rav Shimon, there's no muktzeh, but there are certain cases, muktzeh machmas mias, muktzeh machmas iser, and so on and so forth. And that's about 6 or 7 simanim in Shulchan Aruch. You know, shin ches and all that, and onwards. Okay, that brings us to the last blot of Masechta Shabbos.